From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. On Friday, two astronauts will open a hatch and step out of the International Space Station to do some chores. And if you're watching on television, one of their tasks might look a little alarming. It'll look like one astronaut is tossing another overboard. But don't worry, that figure hurtling into the void is just Suitsat, an old Russian spacesuit that's been stuffed with junk and turned into a radio satellite. NPR's Nell Boyce reports.
In space, no one can hear you scream. But as Suitsat whizzes around the planet, people who own a ham radio or a police scanner will hear this.
This is Suitsat 1, amateur radio station, RS0RS.
That's the teenage daughter of Frank Bauer, an engineer at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland. He helped develop Suitsat. Bauer says the idea came from the Russians. One of their suits was getting too old to use, so they said, let's send it off in style.
My immediate reaction was twofold. It was basically, boy, this is crazy, but this is cool. Because I could see right off the bat, you could see a lot of the benefits of it.
He says the main benefit is that kids will love it. The bulky white suit will circle the globe at nearly 18,000 miles per hour. It will broadcast cheerful greetings from children in Russian, Japanese, and a bunch of other languages. Some other messages from the kids are being kept under wraps, so they'll be a surprise for listeners on the ground. The satellite also has a synthesized voice to report how cold it is, and it's gonna be cold. Suitsat won't have the life support system that usually keeps a suit puffed up with warm air. But Bauer says it won't be floppy. The astronauts have made sure that it looks like a human.
They've put a lot of stuff inside it, like trash. I mean, our equipment is surrounded by some trash because they're trying to get rid of that, too.
Even with all that stuffing, Suitsat won't look exactly like a lost astronaut.
People are thinking of the arms flailing around and everything. Well, they're kind of like tied so that they are right in front of the suit. Sort of almost like you tie a turkey during Thanksgiving, you know, to try to hold the stuffing in.
It's actually kind of a horrific image, like all those classic scenes from science fiction movies where the astronaut goes hurtling off into the black, endless abyss. And it will happen just days after the anniversaries of two shuttle disasters. Bauer says that his team talked about whether this was going to be too disturbing, but they decided it was worth it.
You know, isn't it kind of cool to allow us, in a very benign way, to let people see science fiction become science fact?
Depending on how long the batteries last, Suitsat will broadcast for just a few hours to up to a week. Then it will go silent and circle the Earth closer and closer until it hits the atmosphere and burns up. Nell Boyce, NPR News.